Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
You're not here. Is it too cold for you this morning?
It is a little cold.
And you're heading to Melbourne today?
Yes, got to see a client today, so I'm off to Melbourne straight after the show.
You've got a busy day.
A very busy day, but it'll all be over before I know it.
You got an email from Tina, who has a nine-week-old pup and a little bit frightened, which is fair enough for a pup that age.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Tina's just worried about what they do and how they help this little pup. So it's really interesting, I find, that dogs are very very much like us humans as animals, but they also have some differences. So imagine when we're born, the neuro pathways in our brain haven't really developed yet. They haven't connected. They've got a lot of growing to do. So just like us, dogs are born cognitively unfinished. Now, when a baby lamb's born, they're pretty much pre-wired, and that's why they can get up in a short period of time and away they go with mum. So unlike sheep, dogs and humans, we have a little bit of pre-wiring, which is our genes, but nature and nurture have a lot to do with where we end up. So bearing that in mind, now we'll turn to the next thing is, imagine this little pup. Tina said her little pup was 9 weeks old. So I think Tina got her around about the 7-8 week of age. So everything that was safe and secure for that little pup has disappeared, and now she's completely in a new environment. So one of the first things we need to do is build trust and build bond. The biggest question this puppy will be asking is, am I safe with you? Now, how we build trust and bond is just like we do with people. We spend time together. We show one another that we're not going to do anything bad to the other person. So with a pup, we might sit with the pup and cuddle the pup and be nice and gentle and just prove to the pup that we're safe, that the pup can trust us, and that's how we build bond. The next thing we can do is identify what the triggers are in the environment that are freaking this pup out. So say, for example, and I love AC/DC, but say every Saturday morning I like to turn the volume right up and make heaps of noise. Well, my ears are different to a pup's ears, and that little puppy's ears are just developing. So that would be physically painful for that pup. So what I want to do is I want to look at the sounds in my environment. You know, do I have great big flashing security lights that freak her out? What kind of things in the environment and are causing stress, and how can I tone that down?
So give the AC/DC a rest?
Yep, or play it on one, which is
you can't do that.
One. Yeah, exactly right. The next thing I want to do is gauge the intensity of the household, so the energy levels and the intensity. So say, for example, I've got six kids, and at 3:45, they all run in the house and their school bags flying everywhere, and everybody's fighting over who's going to pick this puppy up. That's going to be pretty intense for the puppy. And also, I want the kids to learn that we do this nice and slowly, one at a time. Let's give this pup a bit of time to get to be part of our family. With this little pup, because she is showing fear, the next thing we want to do is everything needs to just slow down and calm down. So if we're introducing our pup to the cat, we're not going to bring that little fearful pup right into the cat's face, where the cat's probably going to whack the puppy, and now we've just intensified the fear that the pup had. So let's do things slowly at a low intensity over time to give her time. And lastly, and most importantly, if I took you up to any vet this right now on Saturday morning, you would see all the guys sitting there with their book or their phones, dogs on the floor, and them just vegging out doing their thing. Most females will be sitting there with either their dog on their lap or right beside them, and we're comforting them. We're natural nurturers. Oh, you poor thing. It's okay. Don't be stressed. Unfortunately for dogs, they interpret that as, yeah, there's something really to be stressed about. Okay. Oh, God, she's trying to prepare me. Yep. So when we go to doing stuff or when our pup shows us fear, don't comfort the pup. Either ignore it. You can remove the stimuli, but don't snabble that pup up and go, oh, you poor baby, because what you're doing is you're growing fear.
Gotcha. So in summary, keep your puppy safe and loved.
Safe and loved, and build that bond.
Sounds good. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Safe travels, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, mate. Have a good weekend.